inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, another edition of The Flip Side on the way for this Wednesday, June the 20th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Got some late-breaking news out of London from the Olympic Committee. They are now seriously considering, making kicking the can down the road an Olympic event. Seems as though it has become a national sport. And the much-anticipated statement from the Fed today was a good example of how well the banking elite are adept at kicking the can down the street. Watching the action, especially in the gold market, was pretty typical. And as we have witnessed many times this year, as soon as Bernanke talks, the metals get hammered, and today was no different. Prior to the Fed's announcement today, gold was at 1606. Then the announcement came, and over the next 6 or 7 minutes, gold was hit for $15, fell all the way to 1591. After traders were able to digest what the Fed governor said, over the next 90 minutes, gold rallied $30 from 1591 to 1621.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The flip side for this Wednesday. So after all that craziness in the minutes surrounding the Fed's announcement this morning, and it looked like both gold and silver had recovered from the initial reaction to no signs of hopium for the masses. Bernanke took to the podium, began speaking, and as soon as he did that, I said to myself, well, this is not over yet. And it wasn't. The sellers were out in full force. Wall Street went through its usual hissy fit. And the Dow ended the day closing down 12 points at 12,824. NASDAQ pretty much flat on the day at 2,930. Yes, the US dollar was a safe haven. It's tough to fight the Fed. Dollar index at 81.50. Crude oil got hit today with the announcement that supplies were at a record high. Crude oil closing at $80.94. Maybe coincidental. This could help bring down the price of gasoline come the July the 4th weekend, which is obviously the intention. Gold ended up off $11 on the day at $16.07. Silver closed down 30 cents at $28.22. Platinum off 23 at $14.64. Palladium off $7 at $6.23. And miners giving back some of their gains. Mining index off 152 basis points. XAU closing at 166.19. I don't know what was more entertaining to follow this morning. The numerous reports coming out of Egypt about Mubarak. I heard several this morning that he had suffered a stroke, that he had died, and then another announcement. No, he's not dead, but he did slip in the shower, and so he's in hospital. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm living in a bizarro world. I really am. The only good news, I guess, for the day was this sleepy little resort town of San Jose thankfully has returned back to normal. Mexican Navy has left the bay. The Mexican military has evacuated. And the federales have dismantled all the roadblocks. The town seems to be breathing a sigh of relief for the last few days of craziness. Now, watching the events unfold this morning, especially on CNBC, it was amazing how many commentators there were that were fearful that the Fed was going to announce no more easing of any kind. And so I guess when the Fed announced its extension of Operation Twist, it kind of left the door open for a quantitative easing at some point. And it's pretty obvious that all Bernanke was trying to do was buy some time. As he mentioned, the Fed still had tools available, but he didn't think that now was the time to deploy them, and that's just once again based on that theory of hopium, hoping things are going to get better, and obviously waiting to see what happens in Europe. And to save some of his bullets for then. Now, if you think that saving some bullets, that would mean that they might be smart enough to plan in advance, which obviously they don't really seem to be able to do. He did... obviously reassess his previous views on an improving economy, saying that he thought things were getting better, but it's apparent that the Fed admitted that the employment picture is not going to improve anytime soon. And so what the Fed is going to do until there's some sort of change, it's going to keep right on monetizing U.S. debt. They sell bills as they buy bonds. They are effectively creating money. And the Fed has a flawed strategy. And that's all based on the fact that they believe in miracles. They actually believe that there's going to be some sort of magical recovery taking place in Europe. And all the Greek vodka over the weekend was nearly buy Greece some time. Greece is going to run out of money in the next 2 weeks. And so we're going to have to be dealing with another short-term solution to Greece's problems. Yesterday we mentioned how many of the so-called financial smart guys out there have been saying that the euro has basically 3 months to get its act together. George Soros, obviously, first one to issue that warning. Followed by Mireille Robini and Mr. Farber and Jimmy Rogers. And let's not forget that the head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, has said pretty much the same thing. That they're going to have to find a solution to the euro crisis within the next 3 months. Interesting to note that in the London Telegraph this morning, a Bank of England policymaker has issued a warning to banks and traders in the city that they must prepare for a devastating market seizure as governments grapple with the escalating economic crisis in Europe. And as they point out, a Lehman Brothers type event is possible.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Robert Jenkins, who is a member of the Bank of England's Financial Policy Committee, was speaking at an investment conference in Monaco. He told this to the attendees: cheap and ready access to the liquid assets that oil the financial markets are under threat from both state-imposed capital controls and flagging confidence in the euro. Without easy access to liquidity, markets could seize in a rerun of the credit crunch after the collapse of Lehman Brothers. He went on to add, those of you who traded asset-backed securities in 2008 can testify to the speed with which liquidity can disappear. Yet despite these examples, many continue to assume that liquidity is free and will be freely available. Mr. Jenkins' comments in Monaco illustrated the urgency of the situation, which was also kind of touched on by Bernanke's speech during the question and answer period, even though most of the questions were asinine, but then again, they come from, you had Steve Leisman from CNBC asking questions, and they pretty much went downhill from there. Although some reporters try to get Bernanke to comment on politics, and as he is deft at doing, he sidestepped all political questions, but he did seem to throw the ball into Congress's court to avoid a repeat of what we saw not so long ago with the debt ceiling debacle, because Congress doesn't have too much time to act, although many analysts seem to feel that Congress will not act until after the election, but their hand may be forced in order to avoid the inevitable fiscal cliff that we hear so much about that comes front and center after the Bush tax cuts expire in January. Now, this is where the Fed also has another dilemma. By throwing the ball back into Congress's court and if U.S. politicians fail to address a meaningful plan to address the debts and deficits, as is been stated by folks at the rating agency of Egan-Jones, there's a high degree of probability that the U.S.'s credit rating could be set for another downgrade. Now, bear in mind, all these things are happening in the context of a coming presidential election. And you know as well as I, politicians are not going to do or say anything that's going to jeopardize what they feel is either their political party's trump card. And as a matter of fact, I'm sure there's more than a few that are hoping for some form of economic calamity leading up to the election, where they can obviously blame the Obama administration for the financial disaster that his administration has been. Crazy vote. Take it. Time out. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Digressing from the world of high finance. For those of you that have listened to me over any extended period of time, know that I had become very critical of the Bush administration and the takeover of the conservative / patriot movement from the rabid neoconservatives. And in large part, this was because I started reading stuff from the likes of Chalmers Johnson. And the reason I started reading Chalmers Johnson was because of how he was so viciously attacked by the usual suspects in the neoconservative movement, such as William Crystal, the Weekly Standard, Foreign Affairs magazine, and many other bastions of the so-called conservative movement. When Chalmers Johnson released a trilogy of books, and one of them was entitled Sorrows of Empire, which was published in 2004. Now, as usual with attacks from the neoconservatives, Chalmers Johnson was immediately identified as being a left-wing intellectual in the same vein as Noam Chomsky. However, my research of Chalmers Johnson proved that Chalmers Johnson was really a true conservative. However, he was welcomed in liberal universities because of his many speeches that he gave that one would classify as being anti-war, and therefore if one was anti-war during the Bush administration, you were immediately labeled and identified as a left-wing extremist. And I bring this to your attention because Johnson wrote 8 years ago that four sorrows would be certain to be inflicted upon us, and that their cumulative impact would guarantee that the United States will cease to bear any resemblance to the country once outlined in its constitution. Well, guess what? All the predictions that Chalmers Johnson outlined in Sorrows of Empire have all come true. I'm sure William Crystal and the Weekly Standard is not going to offer any apologies for their hit pieces they constantly wrote about Chalmers Johnson. Here are some of the sorrows that Johnson predicted. There will be a state of perpetual war leading to more terrorism against Americans and a growing reliance on weapons of mass destruction among smaller nations as they try to ward off the imperial juggernaut. There will be a loss of democracy and constitutional rights as the presidency fully eclipses Congress and is itself transformed from an executive branch of government into something more like a pentagonized presidency. An already well-shredded principle of truthfulness will increasingly be replaced by a system of propaganda, disinformation, and glorification of war, power, and the military legions. And his fourth prediction? There will be bankruptcy as we pour our economic resources into ever more grandiose military projects and shortchange education, health, and the safety of our fellow citizens. Johnson predicted perpetual war in 2004, and that surely is what we got. Where the U.S. defeated the great Axis powers of Germany, Japan, and Italy in fewer than 4 years in World War II, it's been fighting little Afghanistan now for more than a decade, and neither our generals nor the president dare speak of victory. Some cynics might even believe the U.S. is not interested in victory so much as keeping those exorbitant Pentagon budgets flowing into the military-industrial coffers year after year. As for Johnson's point two, the U.S. Constitution, thanks to Congress and the White House, the Constitution is simply no longer relevant. The Pentagon could drive a tank through it. President Obama's power under the National Defense Authorization Act signed last New Year's Eve grants him the power to arrest any American and lock the individual up indefinitely without an attorney or trial. President Obama is now claiming the right to commit murder against any person who is a suspect by the Pentagon or the CIA. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people across the Middle East have now been killed by drones on Mr. Obama's say-so. The result, the U.S. is now a totalitarian society. Johnson's prediction was right again. As for number three, the Obama regime has done more to stop whistleblowers from telling the American people the truth than any other previous administration. The imprisonment, torture, and trial of Army PFC Bradley Manning for exposing Pentagon killings of civilians and journalists in Baghdad is just one of a number of ongoing prosecutions aimed at lowering a new iron curtain of secrecy around U.S. aggression. And as for the bankruptcy predicted in Sorrow 4, is surely here with a vengeance. With 50 million Americans living in poverty, with 46 million people on food stamps or lining up at soup kitchens, with 8.7 million having lost their homes or en route to homelessness since 2007, with 20 million unemployed or underemployed, with college graduates unable to find jobs, with families piling up massive credit card debt, with cities and states going broke, and with a critically needed solution, the country has been laid waste everywhere. It is kind of ironic in all the vast bleak pictures the main islands of prosperity in America today are the Pentagon, which spends more for war than all 50 states spend for all peaceful purposes. The corporations of the military-industrial complex are all feeding off the trough of the Pentagon wars. What is most fascinating and curious about the developing form of empire as Chalmers writes is that it is solely an empire of bases, not territories. And these bases now encircle the earth in a way that, despite centuries-old dreams of world domination, would previously have been inconceivable. Chalmers says there are 969 bases on U.S. soil alone, and other experts have put the number of overseas bases at about 1,000. Native Americans will recall how the establishment of forts across the continental U.S. gave the Army control of vast territories without necessarily occupying their reservations. A similar procedure today, by locating bases everywhere, is giving the U.S. control of entire countries without occupying them. Iraq and Afghanistan surely must be considered occupied. The permanent deployment of U.S. forces in the Middle East, Chalmers writes, because of its inhabitants' differing culture, lifestyle, wealth, and physical appearance, guarantee conflicts in the region and is irrational in terms of any cost-benefit analysis. Chalmers concludes, it may be that the ultimate causes of 21st century mayhem in the Middle East are American militarism and imperialism. That is our empire of bases itself. I very much doubt we'll be hearing from the neoconservatives in their ridiculing of Chalmers Johnson way back in 2004. But I have to say, I must thank them for that, because it was their criticism of Chalmers Johnson. And I might add, Noam Chomsky, that I actually went out of my way to find out about Chalmers Johnson and who he was and what made him tick. And it was the same with Noam Chomsky, who I found a fascinating character to research. Because I agreed with many of his philosophies, although he did have a tendency to go off the reservation from time to time and show his liberal leanings, I still found him informative, just the same way as for many years I discounted reading anything from, say, Louis Farrakhan. And it's amazing what happens when when you start reading stuff from people that have been so maligned by the so-called conservatives today. It's kind of like watching Fox News in reverse, if you understand what I mean. As soon as Fox News starts trashing someone, I go and research it just to find out how off the wall the Fox News analysts are.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the this Wednesday. So, what have we got to look forward to in the days ahead? Well, obviously, the European situation is still going to be front and center as European leaders once again convene at the end of the week. And it looks as like there is a sort of global central bank coming together theory in doing some sort of coordinated effort to shore up the European banking system. I'm not sure when the ECB meets. I think it is sometime this month, and there's a high degree of likelihood that because Bernanke says today he speaks frequently with the European central bankers and it's likely that they will cut interest rates before the Fed is forced to act again. And let's not forget the big powwow that comes up at Jackson Hole, where, if you remember, it was in 2008, that's where the public first became aware of the term quantitative easing. What does that mean? Well, we learned a lot of new words in in 2010. Collateral debt swaps, collateral debt obligations, quantitative easing. We almost, it seems, had to learn a whole new language. And so I think I will share the sentiments of many who say the next 3 months are going to be a defining time. I am not predicting which way it'll go, but if you're not prepared, you have time. Anyway, my friends, stand by for Alan Watt and Cutting Through the Matrix, coming your way at the top of the hour, and we will do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you back.